B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Smooth. 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyrone Johnson here with you until 6. 610-632-0975. But now it is time, quickly, to shift before we get back to the phones and more different sports content for What's Trending with Tom. What do you have today, Tom?
Yes, so Matt Menard said, what do you think about what's awesome with Alvord? You like that any better or not?
No, because Alvord is tough.
It is. I said nobody can say my name anyway, so yeah. I don't know if that would really
count.
I think
What's Trending is fine.
Okay, I appreciate it. All right, so we are going to start in Omaha.
Right.
6,000 bees were removed from inside of the walls of an Omaha couple's house. It was a 100-year-old home. Tom and Marilou, I believe is how you say it, Goudier, were planting bee-friendly flowers inside their house. They didn't think that it would attract anything. They believed that the bees had been infiltrated through a hole in the wall. They noticed many bees outside of their kitchen window, and then 30 in the second floor of their bedroom, a bedroom in the second floor. They wanted to call an exterminator, but the bees are important to pollinating the world we live in. They do a lot for nature and all that stuff, so they were hesitant. They contacted the Omaha Bee Club, who charged $600 to relocate the bees. They vacuumed the bees out of the wall, found three honeycombs in there, 2 inches thick, 9 inches in diameter. That Omaha Bee Club, their last project before that was removing 15,000 bees from another house.
Well, it's funny you say that. There's a person I follow on TikTok who relocates bees. She does it without a suit or anything, with her bare hands.
Really?
She uses the smoke to get them, but yeah, she shows us a video of it. She finds the hive, she finds the queen, she puts the queen in a clip, puts the clip somewhere else, and then they naturally find their way to the queen, and then the stragglers, she smokes out, and she does it and never gets stung.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, she does it with a bear. I would never do it.
No, man.
But yeah.
They sting you.
But apparently they don't want to sting you.
So what would you have done? Do you call the exterminator?
I'd burn the house down.
Yeah, just burn it and leave.
I'd burn the house down.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's not 6,000 bees. That's not like a little hive or something, a couple hundred bees.
$600, burn the house down, burn the house down.
Okay,
well, I'll burn the house down.
That's one way to go about it, so I respect that. But we're going to switch over to Florida. Florida deputies,
Lawless Florida.
Yeah, that's right. Identified partiers who broke into an $8 million mansion and threw a Project X-style party. Kids broke in and threw a wild party in an unauthorized house that didn't belong to any of them. Walton Cary Sheriff's Office said many kids were saw raging early Saturday night inside the Blackwater Street mansion in Watercolor. Say they set up a boxing match in the foyer, were breaking a bunch of stuff. 250 people attended. No names released. They stole sports memorabilia. They stole a video game console. And the worst part is, the dumbest part, they took pictures and videos.
Of course they did.
Selfies in the house.
That's what your generation does.
Yeah, my generation.
That's your generation.
Yep, these kids were like 18 to 21.
They're all your generation.
All right. Okay.
That's what y'all video and film everything.
I would not do that. Well, one, I wouldn't break into a mansion that's not mine. I wouldn't break into anything. And then I wouldn't film myself or take pictures of myself in the mansion illegally. The 5-bed, 8-bathroom estate is listed on Zillow for just under $8 million, $7,950,000. The family, just a most normal family, two kids under 10. They were out of town. Someone was in the house until Friday afternoon. Didn't stop these kids from throwing a Project X party and ruining the house and stealing a bunch of stuff inside.
They, all of them need somebody to do the old school take off the belt and go upside their heads, all of them. But
they need some old school parenting.
Yeah, they need some old school parenting with that. But I got down at the shore, I got kids next door that are that age, and they're morons. And now we'll get into it later in the show. So I have cameras down there, you know, because I'm not there all the time.
Yes.
They know where they are. They were taunting and saying my name on the camera, the young kids.
With their faces showing, I'm sure.
Yeah, talking about what they were going to, like, do to me.
That's not smart at all. It's pretty dumb.
So
actually,
the question is, do I just let it slide, or when I see them, do I have them try to do the things that they said they were going to do?
It's like violent things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you let him. Yeah, go let, out let, there. All right, let's see.
Let's you go ahead and do
young
that.
Young kids, like
also,
20 years old-ish.
Also, there was one guy who ran up on him, and there's like a bunch of them, and they were so scared that they ran to me, afraid. And then they have girls there. Should I maybe tell the girls how scary these tough guys really are?
How soft they really are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just wondering.
That's probably smart.
Yeah, but these kids, in addition to jail time or whatever, I'm serious, like they're each one of their parents, old school. They all need a beating.
Yeah, and then my first thought, the first thought is, why are you doing this? This is dumb. Kids are stupid, but don't be that stupid. You mentioned you have a video camera security camera set up at your house. $8 million house. You would think they would have some kind of security system going on. Now, I'm not blaming the family, but like, it's a nice house like that. You need some security there.
Yeah, there should have been some alerts.
When you walk in the house or open the garage, an alarm goes off on your phone, especially with technology nowadays. So don't do that, kids, if you are out there listening. Last one, Back to the Future has announced its Broadway debut. Yes, Back to the Future, the musical, will be transferring to Broadway in 2023, obviously based on the 1985 film starring Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd. The official Back to the Future Twitter account tweeted a little 15-second promo video around 10 a.m. this morning. People are very excited. No date yet. No official roles yet besides Marty McFly and Doc Brown. Ollie Dobson and Roger Bart are playing them. I don't know much about Broadway, but congrats to them. Are you interested in the Broadway play?
If I got, like, discounted tickets.
You're not paying full price?
No.
Nah, yeah.
But I'm not paying full price for any show other than the original cast of Hamilton or Book of Mormon.
That's fair.
Those are the only two I would
pay. Have you seen Book of Mormon?
No.
I haven't either.
But I heard it was incredible.
Yeah.
When I was working in New York, I knew the whole cast.
Is that right?
Knew the cast and the crew.
Couldn't slide any tickets to you?
Yeah, he could, but then I started working here. It was towards the end. Then I started working here. Yeah,
wow.
So nice job, buddy. Nice job there, Tom.
Appreciate that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.